Violet Stone, direct from the Julieland universe. I'm here with Phoenix Marie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, excited as usual to be here.
Well, I hope you're especially excited because today we're going to talk about the penis.
What exactly about the penis were you wanting to talk about, darling?
Richard Avery's
in the corner stroking his.
Do you call, my first question is, what do you like to call it? Penis, dick, cock?
I think I scream normally, put your cock in my fucking asshole. So cock.
Okay.
But that's during that situation. If you're just like talking, is it cock?
His dick.
His dick.
Do you know what the difference between a dick and a cock is?
You.
No. So
what? Tell us.
I've always had this philosophy that a dick is when the penis is flaccid or not excited, and then when it's excited, it's a cock.
Because he's ready to roost.
Really?
Exactly.
I never thought of it that way.
I always thought of it. It's like the same thing with, to me, with a pussy and a cunt. Pussy's a pussy when you see a pussy. But then when you're fucking it, you want to fuck
so
the cunt.
So when is it a vagina?
Vagina's a... That's for
whenever a baby's coming out.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to touch that shit.
Exactly. All right, good. Let's talk about the cock.
Okay. Well, I call it the penis when I'm writing about it for a Julieland article.
Okay.
It's a dick when I'm talking about it with my friends, and a cock when I'm having sex.
Perfect.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Simple.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it? I like the color and if it's smooth.
Okay, so do you prefer white, black, dark?
I've never been with a black guy in my entire life. So I have no
idea. I'm biting my tongue just so you guys know.
except the one time I ever saw a black penis in real life was when I was driving and this homeless man was going pee and turned around and peed on my car. That's the only time I've seen a black penis in real life.
Was it big?
I don't know. It's just
look how red you're getting. Well, I'm a sex expert toy player.
Exactly. I've never experienced a black penis. It just, you know what? I've never had the opportunity. I've always dated guys that have been
white and
or
Jewish,
like European. No, not Jewish.
European can be brown.
Tan, but never
Israeli guys.
Spray on tan.
Spray on tan on the penis, because sometimes it can be a different color than the rest of the body. But Phoenix, what about you? I'm curious to know what you prefer, what you like about it.
I do. Everybody's different. To me, I don't want to see a picture of a penis. That's like, you get so many of them. It's disgusting. I'm like, I don't want to see your veiny thing that is not going inside of me. Sent to me. Thank you. I tend to like... I don't know. It's weird. For anal, it's always on camera. It's cheating. You use uncircumcised. It's so cheating. He looks like he's railing the shit out of you, but that sleeve is wrapped inside your colon, and all you see is like him pounding away, but it's not really moving. It's like it's just there.
I never thought of that.
Me neither.
It's totally
true.
That's so we just learned something new.
I just learned something.
And it's the same with the pussy. It's the same thing. It's like, so if you find a guy that's uncircumcised, and he's wider, and most girls prefer girth over length anyway, then he's perfect for you because he's going to be giving you emotion. Go ahead.
No, finish it.
I'm like, he's going to give you motion, but you're still full. Like, you do feel a little bit, but not like you would feel on a circumcised male who may have just a large penis, especially if they have a large head.
Right.
It catches on your colon, for instance. Catch in, if you're not like super wet because you guys are like just deciding to throw it in there and no foreplay. It can be just too much.
So there are a lot of factors going on.
Well, then I have a question then. Like, is there, say, do you prefer uncut or cut? And then does, like, a cut penis is better for vaginal sex and an uncut penis is better for anal sex?
That's pretty much what it is. It's like uncut's amazing for anal.
Right.
For beginners, for advanced, it's cheating. And I always tell people, I'm like, oh, yeah, who's your first? I'm like, oh, well, it's cool because he's just going to rail away at you and you're just going to be like, it's not really moving. Awesome. Until he like pulls it out and then slams it back in, which case your butthole's going to relax and do its thing. But
do you prefer that? Would you say you prefer cut for vaginal sex?
It's so horrible, but I don't judge guys on their penis. I've come from a guy having a 4-inch dick before. One of my ex-boyfriends was 4.5 inches, and it was just the fact that...
I can't imagine what that looks like.
And it was very thin, and I'm gonna stab you. Stop making gestures.
like a lip gloss container.
Yeah, pretty much. Honestly, okay, and it's really fucked up because whenever I got into porn,
which number was he out of the 47?
He was actually number 3. Pre-porn. Yeah. And I truly loved him, and it was just something about I knew how to work my clit on him, and it worked, and but I loved him, and he was like a big guy, and unfortunately his penis was smaller.
But you made it work.
I made it work, and to me it's like more of the overall connection than the penis itself. But
because you're not in love with the penis, you're in love with the man.
Exactly. I haven't had random sex. I do on camera, whatever, if you want to say that. But even then, out of all the films I've shot, 47 guys total, I have had multiple sexual experiences with very few guys in comparison.
Out of these 47 penises that you've seen.
Yes, sir.
47. How do you rate them? Like, who's number one?
Who's
got I'm talking as a person. We're talking
I've taken
superficial.
14 inches, okay?
I'm taking superficial best penis you know of.
Connected to the penis, I would say.
I'm just talking straight up penis. I don't care what it's connected to. I don't care.
Manuel's is pretty bomb. I'm not gonna lie, because it's the right girth and it isn't circumcised, so it works in all the holes. I would say my ex has a very proper penis too.
Proper.
It's cut. It's circumcised. It's 8 inches. It's girthy. It's just the right amount of veiny. It
sounds
a head.
Like very beautiful.
It was. It's a really pretty penis.
And Scarlett.
Yes.
Out of the what is your number? 47.
22? I thought she was 69.
How about what's your number again? How many have you seen? Not including the bum on the side of the road.
I would. Say, oh, I didn't count him. I'd say over 20.
Okay,
probably.
So, 20 plus.
But
And the best one.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm now, there's like this.
You just this now photo, started judging
photo,
them?
Photo album running through my head right
show,
now.
Like a slideshow.
Yeah. There is this very strange slideshow in my head right now. There was a guy.
Are you in dog ear mish?
there is this guy that had a very like beautiful, smooth, like pinkish penis, and he could fuck really well. And that I really like that. It wasn't too veiny. It's kind of like what you were talking about with your ex, like just being just nice to like handle.
Right. And was he groomed on his balls?
He actually was groomed. I don't really prefer having a guy fully shaved.
Wait, so now we're going into grooming here. So what do you like and what do you like?
Should I go first?
You go first.
Okay. Well, I prefer hair. But that's also
like hairy balls.
Do you lick balls?
I do, and I don't really mind the hair. Like, I want it to be
short, trim?
Short, kind of, but I don't want trimmed. I don't want to be like there's hair growing and it's like the hair on my head, like long hair. But I do like for there to be hair there because I feel like it's like that's what's supposed
what
to be there.
What about the rest
it's
of the
natural.
Area?
I want it to be there a little bit trimmed. But okay. That, you know what, that's just me. I have girlfriends
that was the question.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you for everybody else.
I have girlfriends that they want the whole bush and they want a floss.
No, honestly, like I have girlfriends. They want a ton of hair. I have another girlfriend. She likes to shave her man's penis.
What about his asshole? Does she do that too?
I didn't ask her, but I will later tonight. What do you prefer, Phoenix?
I have had the unfortunate of flossing incidents with guys and girls, so I prefer none to like barely there. If a girl does have a bush, I like it to be like clean and like you can tell when a girl like grooms her bush and it's fine.
Like Bobby.
Correct.
Yeah.
To ones that it's just like a wildfire and you're like, okay, that's untamed and unruly and I don't want to stick anything near there. And the same goes for a guy. I lick guys' assholes. I lick their balls. I lick everything. I'm totally down to anything. It's fully a known subject. But I will bury my nose completely into the bottom of their balls and lick their asshole. So I would prefer it be gone.
Yeah.
Hairless.
Always hairless. It's always nice.
Now, have you found that having hair or not having hair affects the way it smells?
Yes. 100%.
Will you expand on that?
Will you expand? If you have a lot of hair, it allows for extra body pheromones to come through. And it, here's how you can also tell if you really like somebody, is if the pheromones are coming through and you don't really smell them that bad, that means you're actually attracted to this person and the sexual chemistry is there. If you're smelling the pheromone and you're smelling, it's like, oh my God, it stinks, it's gross, ugh, then you're not attracted to
that person.
That's
happened to me so many times.
And it's true. It's 100%.
Yeah.
If you can't lift their arm up and smell them and be okay with it, then you probably...
What if like, you smell their armpit and it just smells so good? Then
you probably really want to fuck them.
Yeah. However, when I have had sex with men that are uncircumcised, I have found that they smell a little stinky down there.
You're
and
correct.
I feel like even though I am attracted to them, like they've been gorgeous, I've really liked them, it's like you can't get past that.
They took you to see Titanic twice and they cried.
Yeah. Mm. You even okay. saw The Notebook. I mean, that's...
Can I be 100% honest on that?
Please.
For the uncircumcised penises, a lot of men are not taught how to properly groom their penis itself.
Yeah.
Because if they're not pulling back, the first thing a guy should do before if he has an uncircumcised penis, hand him a baby wipe or a washcloth and say, do me a favor, pull the skin back and just do that once. Because pee itself gets trapped inside the skin.
Yeah.
And they don't think about that before they're about to have sex, but...
It can smell like
really horrid,
really really bad, and I kind of feel bad sometimes saying, "Can you go wash yourself?" But ultimately, like if I'm gonna go down there, I want for it to smell like gardenias and roses,
chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah, but I do remember I dated a guy who had a whole regimen of after he would come, what he would have to do. He'd have to wipe it, wait a little bit, wipe it again, because you know cum could get stuck in there, and so.
I bet you his didn't smell bad, and you were attracted.
Right, right. But but that being said, his armpit smelled so bad, so I don't know what the deal is with that.
So you're telling me you're on a 0 for 1 million on the whole uncircumcised.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean 20, I'm sorry, let me not.
20 plus.
1 million men.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Now, do you think that men should have the choice to have their penis cut or uncut?
Here's the thing. If we're going to offer free medical for that procedure for them later on in life to make that decision, that's awesome. But I don't think most men would do it because there's so many nerve endings in an uncircumcised penis that get cut off.
And
whenever they circumcise
it's also so scary. I mean, could you imagine your
hey,
going,
I'm gonna slice your penis real quick.
Yeah, like I wouldn't. I don't think I would do that if I was a man. I don't think I would do that later on.
I don't want anything near a blade of any kind.
What about a sound?
Not even a sound.
Come on, I'm just sticking
what, a
down
laser?
Your urethra. No, sounds that go inside your urethra all the way down.
I had a kidney stone last year.
Oh,
okay, no.
It's kind of the same feeling.
It's going the other way. It's coming
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm telling you, the worst pain I've ever felt in my entire life.
So would you
worse
cut
than
your
the gallstones I had?
You wouldn't cut it. So if you had the option.
If I had the option, I'm glad my parents took care of it when I was a kid.
So you are happy with that?
Yeah.
Do you prefer to watch penises in porn, if you watch at all, which we know you get enough, you don't need to.
I watch all the time. I watch porn 24/7.
Would you want to see somebody with a similar penis to yours, or would you watch any?
That's a really good question.
It is a good question. I would say, I've never thought about it, but if I had to think about it, I'd say I prefer seeing something that I can relate to than something I don't relate to. You know what I mean? I don't even think I knew about uncut penis probably until I moved to LA and was older. Because I was like in junior high and high school, I'm thinking like you took a shower so fast in the gym. You were like, you know me. You didn't
see me. No one's looking. No one's looking. Go, go, go.
You got in and out. You didn't want to. You just didn't linger around.
It was cold.
Exactly. But you didn't. And then I think about it. It was probably when I moved here and started working at the lab
when I was working
with all the gay guys.
Yeah. And he's like, look, wham. You're like, what's wrong with your penis?
Before I actually saw an uncircumcised penis, it was like this myth almost. Like I remember I was in high school and all the guys I dated, or you know, even in college, I think that the first time I ever saw an uncircumcised penis was in college. But before that, it was like this myth. Like I didn't know what it looked like. It was like something that was...
You're like, it doesn't exist, or it's only anomaly, in Europe.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah, and I think when I saw it, I was kind of like, oh, okay, there it is.
It's Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
It's totally Snuffleupagus trunk.
It's like a Shar Pei dog with all the extra folds.
Wow. We need to get you somebody that doesn't smell bad that has an uncircumcised penis.
I know. Help me out.
I know a waiter. I know a waiter.
Look how red she got. I love it.
Give him my number.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or next time order dessert and maybe stay hang around a little longer. You might have got a number.
And I have another question. I want to know about balls, because I know that, you know, there are men that have...
very big, large, droopy balls?
I mean, they can be large, they can be small, they can be tucked up. There are also men that have gone, they've had to have them...
shortened.
Shortened or even removed.
Correct.
Now, and I know that men, if they have had to get them removed, that they're very sensitive about having a lack of balls down there. Do you care about them? Do you feel like they're just as important as the penis, or you could do without?
I think they're important, not to the point of like, I've actually had sex with one person who has had a ball removed and it wasn't any different.
Yeah.
I wasn't like judging him by like, oh, you're missing a ball. Ha ha ha.
Oh God.
But I have had somebody with super droopy balls. Like they hang probably 5 inches from his penis down, and they're very large and very like, he's an older gentleman. And for me, it was cute because he took them, dropped them in my gape. So, you know, like it, balls
I love
are
that you
just,
called it cute.
Well, it's just like, I don't think there should be like a preference or like a standard, like I like this because I always
see, I would almost think that because you do this for a living, like this is so much of your life that you would have like a certain kind of thing that you would prefer. I
prefer
that.
Richard Avery's dick.
Oh my God.
Yes, I win.
It hides every time it sees you.
Suddenly he's doing anal to himself.
Exactly.
Because it's that
shrivels
big.
Up. I have a question.
Okay.
Talk about balls, talk about anything. What would you say, being the professional in this discussion group, what's the best way to take care of and make a penis happy?
To make a penis happy?
Like, to get it excited.
Can you even say that, though? Because I feel like...
I think that should be another discussion, because that's a long discussion, because there's so many different ways to arouse a man from... You can actually just kiss certain guys and just a gentle, with clothes on, touch him and get him to the point
been
of wanting
there,
to come.
Been there, done that.
I'm sure you... We've all been in high school, and we've all done this thing. And, you know...
Did you do some dry humping in high school?
I did that once.
Was that during a wrestling match?
Actually, I won't say, but like when the guys used to try and pull out my boobs and like rip my shorts to like see things, and I'm like, why are they being so mean and tearing my clothes? And I was like, I remember I was a tomboy, I wasn't thinking they wanted to see tits and ass and pussy, duh. But yeah, yes. But dry humping to me, like that's another thing, like arousing anybody. Like I can come from dry humping. I can come from sucking a guy's dick.
Really?
That I can do. The Hitachi but doesn't work. I can suck some guy's dick and see him like orgasm.
I can't even.
Like,
can you quickly talk about that? Because what is the experience like?
You in your mind, if you go to the place of, I am strictly here on my knees to make him come. And I don't care if he puts his penis inside of me. As long as he gets pleasure from it, I'm going to kiss it. I'm going to lick it. I'm going to rub his balls. I'll lick his ass. I'll worship his penis with everything I have. Your pussy starts dripping. And you're just like so intense and like watching him like get even more closer to an orgasm. Boom. Like I can just explode. And
holy
it's all
shit.
Internal. And like it's funny because sometimes I'll get like so aroused and I want to have it, but he already comes. And I'm like, fuck. I have blue ovaries. This is blue. Have you ever gotten like a stomach cramp because you didn't have sex with somebody? That's the same feeling, and I can do
and
that.
And I hate when they have the refractory period, because I'm like, you know, here, me as a woman, I could have sex right after I come and you have to wait, or you could just go get a toy, which I'm fine with.
Hmm.
This is disgusting.
Why is this disgusting? I don't know.
Let's wrap this up.
Our favorite toy is the penis.
Our favorite our favorite toy is the penis, as long as it works.
They have pills and shots for that, so we're
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you were here again today. Thank you for talking to me. And Richard Avery, I'm glad that you put your two cents in as well.
Yeah, just two.
Only two. Now, fingers. Phoenix, where can we follow you?
You can find me at, obviously, anywhere on the Julie Land Network and phoenixmarie.com and P. Marizzle on Twitter.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Scarlett2T_Stone and Richard Avery. Where can we follow you?
I run this bitch. Go ahead.
Don't follow me. Whatever you do.
I'll tweet him. Don't worry.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.